tonight. We'll get here if we can. And if you can be here, if you can't, pray for the rest of us. We'll pray for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. My tires is real, real slick. And I've been stretching them. I started putting tires on this thing a year ago. And I was, you know, I'm trying to sell it. And so I've been just stretching them out. And you could feel it this morning, slipping a little bit. And I just, you know, pushed it a little bit. We cut some doughs over across the street in that field over there. Because we're looking at that land, thinking about buying it, you know. And wanting to make sure it's solid where you could build a building on it. And so it needs to be tested that way to make sure it'll hold the vehicles. But we're going to have fun after church. We got a brand new sled and got a steep yard. We'll have some fun this evening. Be back this evening at 6. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. This is an unusual title for a message, this, you know, for a day like this, but it's what I got on my heart. And so I'd like to bring it to you this morning. For anybody here who needs comfort, every Christian goes through times when they do be comforted. And what comfort is when a kid comes in the house with his finger cut and it's crying, and mama will get that kid up and put it in her lap and just pet it and say, it's all right. Kiss that finger and all. Now, she can't make it quit bleeding her mouth, but it sure does feel good to have her comforter. Now, the Bible says as a Christian, we have a comforter. And he's a person. It's the Holy Spirit. And so I want to preach just for a few minutes on the God of all comfort. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3. Great verse of Scripture. Look at it. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father's of mercies, and the God of all comfort. I'll explain it. Verse 4. Who comforteth us, present tense, in all our tribulation. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. How? By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. The Bible says here that God is the God of all comfort. And the Bible says that God comforts us in every tribulation, trouble that we have. You know why he does that? So that we can turn around and comfort somebody else that's going through the same thing. Now, all Christians, if you hadn't, you will, come to the point in your life where you need somebody to comfort you. You're going to be going to a graveyard, a funeral. I mean, it's going to happen. Some of you young people sometimes, they'll tell me, they said, nobody's ever died in my family. And I think, boy, I tell you, they're really in for it. You know what? I'm going to tell you one thing. They're going to. Mama's going to die. Grandma's going to die. Daddy's going to die. Sister or brother's going to die. Somebody's going to get sick. Somebody's going to get cancer in your family. Trouble is coming to every single one of us. And just because you've had some don't mean you're done yet. Man's born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. And I hate to make you think, but sometimes I have to just set myself down and say, look, Danny, it's not, every day's not going to be good. Because I get all, you know, I just get running wild, boy. And I'm telling you, I like to have fun and I like everything to be alive and bright and shiny and everything. I've lived long enough to know the days of sorrow are many and they come to our lives. And none of us here this morning know what may be in store for us even this week. But God never promised us that we wouldn't have trouble. He did promise us He'd be there to comfort us when we do have trouble. What a blessing that is. If you're not a Christian, you don't have that. You just have to face it alone. Or you know, just go into denial. Or get on drugs or something to deal with your trouble. Or just tough it out. But if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit inside you to comfort you in your trouble. When you get that layoff slip, or when the doctor shakes his head and says, I got bad news, everything falls apart. Go through a separation or a divorce. I'm telling you, there's some times when you need to be comforted. Now, I'm going to tell you how God comforts us. First of all, I want to say this morning that He comforts us through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in chapter 4, you don't have to turn to it, there was a man there who had a withered hand. This fellow sitting there one day in Mark chapter 4, and his hand is all withered up like that. I reckon he's born that way. Or maybe had some kind of paralysis or something wrong with him. And his hand will messed up like that. And the Bible said the Lord Jesus came by. And he come to him. He said, let me see your hand. And the man stuck it out like that. Now there was people standing around there that didn't like that, because it was on the Sabbath day. And they said, I can't believe you're healing on the Sabbath day. Boy, they had it all wrong, didn't they? Listen, the Lord said, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day. They were so self-righteous and so full of their self that they actually accused him of working on the Sabbath because he made a man's hand bad. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. That reminds you of some Christians today. You can be out helping, trying to help people, and they'll accuse you of doing something bad. My preacher taught me down in South Carolina, my pastor down there near Spartanburg this morning, he said, God will not hold it against you for trying to help somebody. If you're trying to help somebody, people say, well, I don't want to hang around them. People might think that I'm living wicked or if I'm talking to this person. You better forget about that. God ain't going to hold it against you for trying to help somebody. If you're just sincerely trying to help them, God will never hold that against you. And so the Lord says, stick out your hand. The man goes like that, and it becomes whole like the other. And you know what the Lord did? He comforted that man. He comforted him. All the way through the Bible, we see the Lord comforting people. Still the storm on the lake. Speak peace when the waters were up like that. We see Him comforting people. They didn't say when they come to the Lord, when Lazarus died, they didn't say, Lord, him that loveth thee is sick. They said, Lord, he is sick whom thou lovest. Whom thou lovest. I like that. You know, when they come, Lazarus was sick, they come to the Lord, they didn't say, Lord, you know that man that loves you so much? He's sick. That's what we say a lot of times. We say, Lord, he whom thou lovest is sick. It's not that we love him. The good thing is, he loves us. That's what makes a difference. And he loves us. He comforts us. But I want to say also this morning, we need to think about that. What a friend we have in Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Old Charles Wagle, that great preacher, his wife left him. And he come in one day, found a note, and he said, I ain't living with you no more. I'm tired of living this life, and I'm gone. I'm out of here. And his heart was broken. And he went, old boy went over and sat down at the piano, and he wrote these words. I would like to tell you what I think of Jesus. See, Jesus. Now, since I found in Him a friend so kind and true, I'd love to tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other one could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And he wrote that song, No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. God comforts us through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Let me tell you something else this morning. He comforts us through His Word. When you need comfort, the best place you can put your nose is in this book right here. Like Derek said, turn to the Psalms, turn to Proverbs, turn to Isaiah. I can't tell you the time. Everybody look at Psalm 88 just a second. I'm not even going to turn to it because I've read that Psalm so many times. Listen, look at Psalm 88. And I'm going to tell you, when I was going through the very worst time of my life, when I thought that I wasn't going to make it, I thought my life was over, when I thought God was never... I used to get this Psalm out and I'd read it 2 and 3 times a day. And it says something around the first verses there. Lord, I've cried to you. Does it say that? Does it say that in one of them verses? And I said, I've cried day and night. And I looked at it and I said, well, I've done what he done. I've cried to you day and night. I've cried to you day and night. And it seemed like when you're having trouble, you get a psalm like Psalm 88, and it seems like that thing was just wrote for you. It seems like those words, you think, man, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I need. And I read that Psalm 88 over and 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 over. And I kept on and on and on till I could see a little light of day at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to tell you this morning, He'll comfort you through His Word. Now, hold your place there just a second in that Psalm 88. I was talking to somebody recently. This person hasn't been involved in some sin, deep sin. Now, I tell you the truth, is having an affair. This is a married person, and this person told me, they said, Brother Danny, they said, there's one thing I want to tell you. I said, don't you forget this. And I said, I'm listening. And they said, 100 times, 100 times. And I said, I'm listening. They said, everything you preach about music is true. They said, I've always believed what you preached about that wicked music is true. They said, I know that what you preach about it. This person said, every wicked song that comes on the radio, and they have to listen to the radio all day at work, they said, every song that comes on there just talks to me. They said, it seems like it fits my situation. It was my mind. It tells me how I'm feeling. And I've heard other people. Another person told me one time, they said, when I was living in sin, they said, we'd listen to country music. And those country music, they said, I don't know, whoever wrote them songs was going through the same thing I'm going through. And rock music the same way. They said, it speaks to the way you feel. It speaks just almost like, good night, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's a... Now listen, don't you know the devil can take somebody, put a song on somebody's heart, they write a song to relate to people living in sin. Don't you know God's got script in the Bible to relate to how you feel when you're going through troubles and trials? Sure He does. Sure He does. The devil's just a cheap counterfeit of what God had. Now, I'm going to tell you something, brother. The Holy Spirit inspired this thing. And the David who wrote Psalm 88 must have felt just like I felt, because he said, oh Lord, I cried to You day and night and You heard me. And I'm going to tell you something. When you get in trouble, put your nose in that book right there. Don't run from God and say, well, I just quit reading my Bible. I'm having too much trouble right now. Lord, that's like running from the hospital when you're dying. I mean, man, that's your hope. Turn around and get it. Listen, if he that's sick needs a physician. So He comforts us through His Word. Amen? His Word. I heard about this old man one time. He went off and went trapping animals in the snow. And the snow was a foot deep. A little bit more than what we got. Foot deep of snow, 11 more inches than what we got. And that old boy went out there and got lost in the snow, wound up in somebody's cabin or something like that. I forgot how the story went. And he went out there and he got in there and they didn't have no telephone, no TV, no nothing. And all they had in that house was a Bible. And he said he got that Bible and started looking at it. And page after page after page after page after page, the old man had that thing marked. This verse, this verse. An old grandma used to take her Bible, and right beside a lot of verses, you'd turn, it had TP. And you'd turn a few pages, and there'd be a verse marked and say TP. And a few more. Anybody know what that means? Tried and proven. Amen? Tried and proven. And she said, I went through that trouble. That verse got me through. Tried and proven. I tried it, and I proved it. Stand on that book, brother. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a Bible. If we had 5,000 people here this morning, it wouldn't make no difference. I would have preached to two just like I preached to me. And amen? You've got a Bible this morning that'll help you go through any trouble, any trial. I don't care what it is. If you're sick, if you're feeling bad, I don't care if you're going blind. They make it in bread. And you can put your fingers on there and read it and comfort you through His Word. I'm glad we got a Bible. Amen. I'm glad we got a Bible. I sure am glad we got a Bible. Jesus said, come to Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. All that's in the Bible. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. The Lord is with me. I ride and I stop, they comfort me. All that stuff. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Romans 8:28. For I know that all things work together for good. Them that love God, them that are called according to His purpose. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on understanding. You know where that comes from? It comes from the Word of God. He'll comfort you through His Word. Listen, when you're going in the hospital and you got somebody laying there dying, you're not interested in good housekeeping then. You want something that will help you. And that book will comfort you. Let me tell you another way God comforts His children. You know how God comforts us? He comforts us through His other brothers and sisters in Christ. Isn't that a blessing? It's a real blessing to have brothers and sisters in Christ to turn to. When my daddy passed away several years ago, we went up there to the funeral home in Marion, sat there, and there's people I hadn't seen in a long time. They kept coming through there. Hundreds and hundreds of people kept coming through there. We're praying for you, Brother Danny. We're sorry, Brother Danny. And you know what? That comforts you. Isn't it a blessing when you go to the funeral home or go to the graveyard? Somebody's there to put their arm around you. And you know, God uses His children to comfort you. That's why you always ought to give somebody a phone call or be there with them when they have it. God might use you to comfort somebody else. Amen? When they're sick, when they're in the hospital. Some of these people sick in our church. Miss Hazel, some of them. Some of you ladies, give them a phone call. God could use you to comfort somebody else. He comforts us through our brothers and sisters in Christ. I heard about a young man who got in trouble, and he got in an accident and lost that hand right there. And he was all, and they said, "We're going to have a preacher come and see you." "Oh, I don't want to see no preacher. I don't have to come and see you. What good's a preacher going to do me? I've lost my hand." And the preacher come in, and he was like this, and didn't even have an arm. And when that boy saw that preacher didn't have an arm, he listened to everything that man said. And when that preacher lost that arm, he probably thought, "God, why did this happen to me? You know, all the stuff that I've been through and everything. And I don't, God did it all. The devil did a lot. God did, so I don't know if it's God, man, or the devil, half of it. But I know this. I can comfort people that's going through stuff like I could have never comforted people if I hadn't been through it myself. Right. I'm not glad I've been through it. I'm not, really. If I could change it, I'd make my life perfect all the way back from the day I was born. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. I've been to them. Y'all wouldn't believe the phone calls that I get from people. I mean, from here to California. People call me and say, "Brother, is this Danny Castle?" "Yes, it is." "Well, I heard what you've been through, and I'm going through it. Can you help me?" I got one not long ago. Guy said, "Can you help me?" I said, "Yeah, I'll send you a set of tapes I done." He said, "Can you help me?" He said, "I've heard you've been through this and I've been through that." I've had them call me up and say, "How'd you make it?" And I say, "Stick your nose in the book, pray, and it ain't never as bad as you think it is, and God's always there." And I've had them tell me and say, "Preacher, when I looked at your life and I saw you made it, then it ain't to make it." Listen, everything we go through as a child of God, God lets us go through it so that we might go put our arm around somebody and say, "Hey, I know how you feel. Hey, I've been there. Hey, I know what it's like. But thank God, hang in there. There's a better day coming."
Yeah.
I talked to a preacher, just the other day. He's going through a hard time. He's going to quit preaching. I said, "Man, don't quit preaching. What are you quit preaching for?" He said, "Well, you know, this happened to my wife. Let me know." "So what? Worse things could happen than that." shut up. He said, "My wife left me, preacher." I said, "Lord mercy, ma'am, God called you to preach, not her. Get your Bible and open it up and stand up there and let it rip. And if somebody don't like it, let it rip anyway. And if the devil don't like it, tell him to go jump." Amen. And hang in there and stand for God and let God comfort you. And he said, "Man, I appreciate that. You can comfort other people by how God comforts you, and you can turn around and comfort them, and God will use you to comfort them." Amen? Something else, and I'll be through. A couple things right quick. God comforts us through the work of the Holy Ghost. He comforts us through the work of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said in John 15:26, "The Comforter will come. The Comforter will come. The Comforter will come." I heard about a fella who was engaged, this girl, and he's real in love with her, and they was going to get married, and come find out he got something wrong with him. He's going blind. And he's told his fiancé. Have you ever noticed how fiancé and financy is almost spelled just exactly alike? Every time I think of that word fiancé, I say, "Yeah, it's financy. That's what that is. You know, fiancé to it." And you know, his fiancé said, he said, "You love me?" And she said, "Yes." He said, "I'm going blind." And she said, "Well, I can't marry a blind man." She said, "I'm not going to be married to a blind man." And so she called the whole thing off. And of course, it broke his heart. And he went and sat down and wrote that song, "Love That Will Not Let Me Go." And he wrote that song, "Love." He said, "God, you love me whether I'm blind or whether I can see. God, you love me whether I'm ugly or whether I'm pretty. God, you love me whether I'm old or whether I'm young. Oh, love that will not let me go." I'm glad this morning the Holy Ghost showed God loves us regardless. Regardless. It's unconditional love. Amen? Now, we try that, brother. You say, "Well, I love you unconditionally," but they do something you don't like, you know, or they, you say, "Well, she don't look like she did when I first married her." Well, you probably don't either. Old Gray Mare ain't what she used to be, but, you know, the cowboy ain't neither. Amen? But I'm going to tell you what, brother. Listen, we ought to just say, "Love that will not let me go. The old love that will not let me go. Oh, love that will not let me go." God will comfort us through the work of the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you a story. They sang that song a minute ago. Did you know where that song come from? There was a man who had his family, wife and three kids, on a ship. He wasn't on there. Wife, three kids was. And that old boy, they found out that the ship went down at sea. Horatio, I believe is his name. And that thing went down at sea. And the word come out that the three kids went down and drowned. That man's three kids went down and drowned in that water. The wife got on a floating part of the ship and was saved. And when they brought that news to him, he got on another boat and went to find them, or went to get his wife, and he said they passed by that place where his kids went down in that ocean and drowned. Three kids. My girls here this morning, I don't know, how could you stand something like that if all three of them were gone like that? And that old boy looked down and he said his wife still had his wife, lost all three kids. And he said he went by that place there where the ocean swallowed his family and drowned all his kids. And he went and sat down and wrote the song them fellas sung a minute ago. When peace like a river attend our way. When sorrow like sea billows roll. See, us modern day Christians, we sing our sorrow like sea billows roll. We don't even know what we're talking about. That old boy looked out there and seen waves that high that had just swallowed all his kids. Drowned every one of them. And he said, it don't matter. When peace like a river's in me, when sorrow's in me, like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And boy, I thought about that. Yeah, I thought about that yesterday evening, and I thought this morning. I turned the radio on, trying to hear what they're saying on Marion on the weather, and that song come on. And then they got up here and sung it this morning, and I thought, glory to God, if there's a foot of snow on the ground, you know, if we got money in our pocket, or if we're broke, or if our kids are sick, if our kids are well, if we're up at the funeral home with a loved one, or we're down here shouting the victory, or we're out on the bus route trying to get somebody to come, or our heart's broke, or we're crying, or we're half backslid or full of the devil, or whatever, it is well! It is well! It is well with my soul this morning. Thank God. I'm glad about that this morning. I mean that. I'm glad about that this morning. Listen, my flesh ain't worth shooting. If it's up to me to live a consistent Christian life, I can't do right 5 minutes without thinking something, saying something I shouldn't do. But I tell you, deep down on the inside, Jesus put something inside me that's never changed, never wavered. And brother, whatever my lot, thou's taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Ever since I've been saved, it's been like that. People say, boy, Danny, a lot of trouble, ain't you? And I have, man. I've been beat and shook and knocked around and flipped and hit the ditch and knocked mailboxes over and everything. But the whole time down inside here, it is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. I'm going to say one more thing, Doug. Woo! Sorry about that. He comforts us through the promise of His coming. This is all, and I'm through. He comforts us through the promise of His coming. What a comfort that is. What a comfort that is. People say, I just don't think I can make it in 20 years. Listen, you don't worry about 20 years. The Lord might come today. He said He was. He said He's coming. I like that song, oft times the day seems long. Our trial's hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and bear. But, I forgot, Christ will soon appear to catch His bride away. All sorrow then forever gone or something. I always shouted during that part and never did get the words. A lot of them songs, I don't even remember certain lines of them because I was shouting right in that time. And that eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. All sorrow will be past, you know. All this sorrow that we're having now, it's just going to go around. Oh, we'll be gone. Yeah. What a blessing. I know some of y'all having troubles. I mean, I know there's people in here right now going through a hard time. Let me encourage you. This might be the last day that we have to put up with this mess. When Jesus is going to come, you say, well, I don't know how I'm going to work and pay my bills, preacher. Well, look, I don't know how I'm going to do mine neither. You know, I never know. If something was to happen to me, if something was to happen to me today, I still don't have any health insurance. I have no Social Security. I have no retirement. If something happened to me today, I'd be up the creek. I hope you'd come over and take care of me. That's why I raised them three girls. But listen, I'm trusting the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord that He's going to help me on through. Amen? You never know. Never know what's going to happen. You never know. The promise of His second coming. Headaches, heartaches, toothaches, backaches, feet aches. No more sin, no more temptation, no more devil. No more worrying about your family and job. Amen. He comforts us through the promise of His second coming. That's how God comforts His children. All right. Let's bow our heads. Miss Desi, you come on and play something softly. We're not singing. We'll just have her play softly this morning. Didn't mean to keep you this long. I guess it's still all right outside. But maybe somebody here this morning said, boy, you know what? I need some comfort, preacher. I need some comfort. Well, let me tell you, get it from the Word of God. The world can't give it to you. Hollywood sure can't get it to you. Hollywood ain't going to comfort you. It might take your mind off of it for an hour or so, but it ain't going to comfort your heart. Maybe you need to come and pray. We'll just have a little time of prayer right now. If you'll come, altar, come on. You'll pray there at your seat. That's fine, too. And maybe you need to come. Just slip out of your seat and pray right now. Our Heavenly Father, as we come before You right now, thank You, Lord, for the comforting of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, through other Christians, through the second man, through the work of Your Spirit. Lord, I'm glad You're the God of all comfort. Hallelujah. And Lord, help us to realize this morning, if things are going pretty good with us, that our turn is coming, our time is coming, we're going to have trouble, trials. Help everybody here this morning. Dear Jesus, thank You for this good service You give. Thank You. It's been a sweet service. It's been a special service this morning. It always is when we have weather like this. Lord, it seems like You just come and do something special and touch and warm everybody's heart. Now have Your way in our lives this morning. Help us to be a blessing now in the rest of the afternoon. Help everybody get home safe. And I pray for that one that's here that needs a touch from You real, real bad. Lord, that this will be the day. Seek Your face and get it.